The next work we're going to focus on is the John Weber Gallery Visitors Profile 1 and 2. These are two works from the 1970s that are examples of Hans Hacke's polls. He's conducted a number of these polls in many different institutions over the years, but primarily he's interested in gaining a better understanding of his audience, both through demographic information, but also their opinions on current relevant socio-political issues. With this poll in particular, what was interesting to him was the question of how many people who participated in the poll have a professional interest in art. The poll was conducted over 13 days. Over 850 questionnaires were completed, although the total number of gallery visitors during that period is unknown. What we found out through this poll was that 70% of the respondents said that they were, in fact, had a professional interest in art. 30% identified as artists, 11% identified as students, and 29% in some other capacity. So I think it's a really fascinating study of these visitors, in the sense that what we found is a large majority of visitors to galleries already have a really vested interest in the art world. And so in doing this work, who are you actually speaking to? And I think for Hans Hacke, what he found is that he's speaking very clearly to the folks that are already in the know in this world. One of the other things that I think is really interesting about the poll specifically is that we can think of them as sort of an early form of participatory artwork, which we see often nowadays. But this is an early example of something that visitors were actually invited to do and contribute to in an artwork in a gallery space. And I think for him, it became almost performative in the sense that you are observing people participating as you're also participating. And this sort of demonstration of everyday life in the galleries kind of took place and unfolded before your eyes. The last thing I want to mention about the use of polling specifically is that I think it relates very clearly to ideas of democracy. When you think about the idea of polling and voting, it is a democratic process and it is a very peaceful one where we sort of agree to these de facto rules, that you'll wait in line, that you'll be quiet, that you'll take your turn. The fact that everyone is doing this together, that no one has sort of priority, we're all completing the same simple task, we're all waiting in the same line, it's also kind of an equalizing force within the gallery, which is often not present. I mean, typically in museums and gallery spaces, we are thinking still about hierarchies of power, and that's something we see very clearly in Hans' work. But in facilitating these polls, he's putting everyone on the same playing field. And I think that's a really powerful move as an artist to provide that platform for folks to voice their opinions and make themselves heard.